joining us on WRCO Radio. We have some members of the Sharks swim team here with us today, and one of their assistant coaches, Stephanie Worthington, is here, and Morgan and Brooklyn are here as well. Stephanie, certainly this is a fast-moving summer, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is, Phil. We had our invite last Saturday, and once you hit that, then it's all downhill from there. We have a couple meets left, and I don't know what we're going to do with ourselves once swim team's over. It kind of is our sole focus on the summer, and the kids have such a great time, and it's such a great program.
You had one canceled last night. Will that be made up?
We're unsure at this time. I guess I can't answer for sure, but I know when meets are made up, it's hard to get enough swimmers for the made-up days because we get our schedule out early on in the year and people kind of plan around meets, so I'm not for sure about that.
Okay, and then you have the meet on Wednesday night, a home meet. It's your last home meet, isn't it?
It is our last home meet. This will be our third this year. We've had great parents really step up. We've had quite a few new swimmers this year, and the parents just step in and they say, what do you want me to do? And we just delegate, and we have a really core group of parents this year who are doing good things to help support the team. We have a quadrangular tomorrow. We have, I believe, is it Dodgeville, Prairie du Chien, and then Reedsburg is joining us. They have a small swim team, and they asked if they could join in with us. So we're having a quad meet tomorrow, which should be fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to being there. WRCA will be there for our annual Simons swim meet focus. So it's going to be a good time.
Yes, it should. And we have some good concessions going. I know tomorrow night we have TKO Barbecue donated our pizzas for us.
Wow.
Yes, we were very thankful we had a Wednesday meet because they deliver on Mondays now. So we have a Wednesday meet, so they were able to provide all our pizzas for us, which was really nice. We've had other businesses step up this summer. The Phoenix Center delivered pizzas or donated pizzas for us for one meet. We've had the Locker and Pizza Hut have given us deals on different things. And then Richland Electric has donated our water for the season. So a lot of members of the community really taking an interest in the Sharks and helping us out a lot.
Are there good numbers for the team this year?
We're up, I think, about 15 swimmers from last year, which is great. But we are still probably, I would guess, about the smallest team in the conference. We have a lot of swimmers who swim really well and they finish really well. But as a team, we are still short on numbers. So it's hard to win meets, but we have kids winning a lot of races.
Mm-hmm. So you'd always encourage people to come out and check out what it's all about. Maybe a chance to come out and watch a meet might encourage someone.
Yes, definitely. Tomorrow night, the warm-ups start at 4:30, but the swimming starts at 5. So if you're interested in Sharks, I highly encourage you to come out. I was on Sharks back when I was younger. I won't tell you how long ago that was, but my biggest regret, and Morgan and I were talking about this the other day, my biggest regret is I didn't start until I was 10, and I just wish I would have started sooner. So I encourage anyone listening who is interested in swimming at all, just take a look at it. It's really a fun time, and the camaraderie and the friendships you make, it's a great program.
So you have a few rookies of the year this year on the team, don't you?
We have a lot of new kids, and the improvements you've seen in them, it's amazing. Some of the kids went from, you know, struggling to finish a length, and they'd push off from the bottom a bit, which is great for them to be out there and really push themselves, and now they're winning races, and it's really neat to see.
It's great to see that light bulb go on, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, and you never know if you don't try, right? I hear people say, well, I'm not the best swimmer. That's okay. That's what coaches are there for, and we separate people out based on ability, and we help them, and we really focus on what they need help with.
The Simons Recreation Complex is a great facility, as we know, and I believe is it the only indoor place for swim meets?
Yes, it's the only indoor pool, which can be an advantage because then the kids are swimming in the warmer water. And, you know, they're used to that and not the cold. And the disadvantage at the swim meet, it gets really hot. It gets really warm in there, but it's really nice. The kids have the longer pool to practice in. So when you reach some of those shorter distances, they're really conditioned and they swim really well.
Well, you brought along Morgan and Brooklyn today.
Oh, yes.
And they're going to chat a little bit here with us as well on the morning show. Well, first of all, Morgan, how's your summer going?
It's been going great, Phil.
Great. What's been the highlight so far?
Swim team.
Swim team. So Is that like your favorite hobby when you're not on the Sharks team, is still swimming and practicing?
I do love to swim a lot. Most of our days are spent in the pool, at least half of the time.
Wow. Can you imagine life without swimming?
No, I cannot.
It'd be difficult. So what grade will you be going into in the fall?
I will be going into fourth grade.
Okay, great. And what events have you been involved in this year with the Sharks?
I have swam almost every event at for swim team, and I've also been to a few parades for the team.
And what is your favorite event?
I really like the butterfly or the short free.
Okay. And you're in some relays as well?
Yes, our 9-10 girl relay has been doing amazing this year. We have placed in every single one of them.
Good for you. So you have the meet tomorrow. Now, have you already had the conference meet, Stephanie?
No, we had invitational last Saturday, and then the conference meet is in two Saturdays. I believe it's the 27th, and that's at Mineral Point.
Is it kind of a sad time when the season ends then, generally?
It most definitely is. I love making friends on the swim team, and when swim team's over for the summer, it's just, what are we going to do with a whole month of nothing?
Maybe vacation time, right?
Well, I bet I can fill up August.
I bet you can, too. Do you spend some time reading and doing some other things in the summer as well?
Most definitely, yes. I am a huge bookworm.
Are you?
She usually finishes a book on the way to and back from a swim meet. She usually gets through or about halfway through a book in the car.
That is impressive. What's your favorite type of book to read?
I really like mysteries, but the series I'm into are Harry Potter and Mr. Limoncello.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, good luck with that. We have your sister Brooklyn here as well. Good morning, Brooklyn. How are you?
I'm good.
What grade will you be going into in the fall?
I'll be going into second grade.
And you're on the Simon Shark swim team. What is your favorite event?
I really like breaststroke or the 50-free.
Okay. And those are fun. Have you made some other friends?
Yeah. I made maybe about five.
So far? That's awesome. Good deal. Will you be sad to see the season end with the Sharks?
Yeah, I don't know what I'll do.
You'll find something, though, right?
Yeah.
Do you also like to read?
I like reading a bit, but I can read in the car, but not really. It hurts my head.
Oh, yeah, that's the way I am, too. I've never been able to read in the car.
Me neither.
I get a little motion sickness, I think.
Yes.
So kudos to you, Morgan, that you can still do that and enjoy your books. So you'll be swimming tomorrow night with the Sharks. Are you looking forward to it?
Yes. I don't know what I'm going to swim yet, but I hope it's breaststroke and 50-free.
Do you like Coach Chad?
Yeah.
Do you? It's the other coach, that Stephanie mom coach, right? That's a little harder on you, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do ask me when I do the morning practices. They say, can we go to the night practice today? Which is fine. I understand. Sometimes you just need a different outlook on things.
Absolutely. And maybe you like to swim better at night then, do you?
Yeah.
During the day?
It's just more fun. They do more relays mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Well, you two have brought along a quiz today. And I know that you maybe looked kind of silly last year. I'll allow you to do that again. I've already been quizzed once today. It's a big day for final exams for me this summer in summer school.
Was it a fridge hanger earlier?
Well, I had 9 of 10, Stephanie. So,
okay.
Right.
This is only 7 questions, but I will tell you, I believe none of the questions are repeated from last year.
Okay. So, Morgan and Brooklyn, are you going to give me the quiz then?
Yes.
Okay.
This year, the Sharks are lucky enough to have 4 coaches, Coach Chad, Coach Stephanie, Coach Nora, and Coach Ryan. How many years of experience do the 4 of them combined competing on not coaching a swim team?
Okay. How many years of experience do the 4 of them have combined?
A, 27, mm-hmm. B, 38, C, 43, or D, 49.
Wow. Okay. I'll circle my answer. All right.
How many teams are in Southwest Swim Conference? A, 5, B, 6, C, 7, or D, 8?
How many teams?
You've read through, I think, all of them.
I have.
The you read.
So. I have. All right. Go ahead.
In a standard swim meet, not including invitational or conference, what is the maximum number of events a swimmer can participate in? A, 3, B, 4, C, 5, or D, 6?
Okay.
How many Olympic distances events do our swimmers have the opportunity to swim? A, 0, B, 1, C, 2, or D, 3?
Oh, you're being tough on me here, girls.
That was a Coach Chad question.
Coach Chad? I always liked him, too. All right. I've got my answer. Go ahead.
This question is worth 2 points. For one each correct answer. Eve is the youngest member on the Sharks. Malachi is the oldest. How old is Eve? How old is Malachi?
Okay. All right, I think I've got it. Okay, go ahead.
How many years of Shark Team photos are currently hanging on the wall at Simon's?
How many years of Sharks Team photos? Well, I'm trying to figure if they had one every year, but I'm not sure they did. So.
That was also a Coach Chad question. So
that guy, boy, he's being tough on me, isn't he?
Right?
Let me see. Okay. All right. And who's going to give me the last question?
I will.
All right.
How many lane sponsors do the Sharks have at Simon's? And you know who the lane sponsors are because they have the banners mm-hmm. at the lanes.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay. Wow. That's a tough one. I don't know if this is going to be a fridge hanger tonight. It may be hanging somewhere else.
Think of how much knowledge you'll have tomorrow night when you come to the swim meet, though.
I'll be better prepared.
Yes, you will.
Mm-hmm, to talk, I guess, a little bit better about it.
And you can talk to Bo and you can tell him all these things and he'll be very impressed.
Okay, I'm sure he will. All right, Morgan and Brooklyn, you're going to give me the answers then?
This year, the Sharks are lucky enough to have 4 coaches. Coach Chad, Coach Stephanie, Coach Nora, and Coach Ryan. How many years of experience do the 4 of them have combined swimming on, not coaching a swim team?
Okay, I went with C, 43.
That is incorrect. It is B, 38. Coach Chad swam for 5 years, Coach Stephanie for 9 years, Coach Nora for 11 years, and Coach Ryan for 13 years.
24, 33, 38.
Were you checking my math?
I was. So, I was close, but got it wrong.
How many teams in Southwest Conference the B6 is the correct answer?
Man.
The teams are Richland Center, Basketball, Prairie du Chien, Lancaster, and Mineral Point and Dodgeville.
Oh, I was going to say, she almost stopped it. I guessed 5. So, I was guessing them without the Sharks.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Should we give that
no,
to
No, no. I'm fishing.
Now, a long time ago, we used to have, back when I swam again, we used to have Schulzberg as part of our conference.
So, there were 7 then?
There used to be 7, yeah. Uh-huh. That was quite a drive to go to Schulzberg.
I guess so. Sure. No, I was thinking of 5 because I was trying to think, you know, we've been broadcasting for several years, mm-hmm. and I was trying to remember the teams that have been there, but I missed one. Oh, I'm 0 for 2, girls. What's next? Number 3.
In a standard swim meet, not including invitational or conference, what is the maximum number of events a swimmer can participate in?
I went with B, 4.
That is incorrect. It is C5.
What?
The swimmers can swim 3 individual events and 2 relays.
Wow. This is a learning experience for me. I was going with kind of like my track knowledge.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking it was 4.
Well, if it was invite or conference, it'd be 4.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You always have a way of making me feel better. It's not, you know, totally right, but...
Find that silver lining.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Brooklyn.
How many Olympic distances events do our swimmers have the opportunity to swim? The answer was D, 3. The 50 freestyle, the 100 freestyle, and the 200 IM.
I went with 2. Oh, for 4. Boy, this is going to be a learning experience for me tomorrow at Simon's. I'll tell you what.
This question is worth 2 points, one for each correct answer. Eve is the youngest swimmer on the Sharks. Malachi is the oldest. How old is Eve? How old is Malachi? Eve is 5 years old, and Malachi is 18.
You didn't let him answer your question.
Brooklyn did that.
I had Eve as 4. I had Malachi at 18.
He's really 19, but he was 18 when he joined. So
it's about birthdays. So as of June 1st, they go how old you are.
How old was Eve on June 1st?
She's 5.
She is 5.
Yes.
So she was 5 in June. I'm just trying to get something right here.
You can be on swim team if you're 4.
That's what I thought.
If you can swim the length without wearing a flotation device.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a half right.
You got a point.
1 point. Thank you. I appreciate the applause, Morgan. All right, question 6.
How many years of the Shark Team photos are currently hanging on the wall at Simon's?
30.
25. There are pictures of the 1993 team, and then there are a few years missed along the way.
30 was close.
It was close.
Right.
That was, like I said, that was a Coach Chad question. He went and counted all the pictures on the wall for me.
Well, we'll have to say some smart things about him tomorrow night, won't we?
There you go.
All right, question 7.
Okay, how many lane sponsors do the Sharks have at Simon's? And I can already predict you're not going to get this correct, but go ahead.
6.
That is incorrect. There are 11 lane sponsors. There were 6, but this year we asked for more sponsors. We had people step up, and we have banners now on each end of the lane.
Oh. Because
the little kids usually end their races on one end, and the bigger kids end on the other, and it's easier for relays to send little kids places. So we have 11. We have the Knights of Columbus, Metco, Schreiber's, the Richland Hospital, Richland County Bank, Julie Karen State Farm, Family Prescription Center, Pratt Funeral Service, Culligan, Rewald, Sabronic and Frawley, Ash Creek Plumbing and Heating, and Precision Controls and Service. And then, like I said, we also had other sponsors who are people who stepped up and donated things, like the pizza for tomorrow from TKO Barbecue.
Awesome. Well, thank you. This has been fun. Even though I have failed miserably. 1 right.
But you learned things. So when you learn something, is it really a failure?
Spoken like a true teacher. Girls, what do you think of my effort today?
It was good, but it sort of wasn't good.
It was good, but it sort of wasn't good.
But you did it with a smile, though.
I did.
And you said things confidently. That's what I tell kids. If you say it confidently, we'll believe you.
Right. Thank you so much. It's been fun.
We're actually, after this, we're going to swim team practice.
Good. Well, give them my best. Get ready for tomorrow night, then. We will see you. We'll look forward to the broadcast. You ladies, take care. We'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Yep.
See you
tomorrow. Thank you, Phil.
See you tomorrow.
It was a lot of fun. Morgan, Brooklyn, and Stephanie Worthington. And again, we'll be on the air tomorrow night with the Simon's Sharks Swim Meet coverage. Bo Hendricks will join me at the pool, and we'll be there and begin the broadcast again. The meet begins at 5 o'clock tomorrow.